Okay, today's daf is Sota daf Lamed Hey, and we are on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, a little more than halfway down, two-thirds of the way down. We're starting with V'chevron. We are, if you remember, in the sugyas relating to the Meraglim and other drashos expanded upon from a lot of the Agadah that we got into from Har Grisim and Har Evel and the large stones that they carried in Har Grisim and by Har Grisim and Har Evel, and then we went into the large fruits that were taken by the Meraglim, and that's how we got into darshaning all of the psukim from the Meraglim. So says the Gemara, the Chevron Sheva Shanim Nivnasa. Chevron was 7 years Nivnasa built. What did we darsha from that pasuk? Nivnasa, my Nivnasa. What does it mean, built? The Chevron was built, the pasuk says, before Soan Mitzrayim. Ilei ma Nivnasa mamish. Is it that it was actually built before, that Chevron was built earlier than Soan Mitzrayim? And this is how the pasuk is describing Eretz Yisrael by the Meraglim. Efshar Adam Bone, Bayis Lebeno Katan, Kodim Lebeno Gadol. Is it possible, really? We should take that literally, that Chevron was built before Soan and Mitzrayim? Would somebody build a house for their younger son before their older son? Dechsev, because we know from Noach, Uvenei Cham, Chut u Mitzrayim, Ufut u Canaan, right? Mitzrayim was older than Canaan. So how could Soan, which is a city built for the younger son, have been built before, how could Chevron have been built before Soan? Because you see, Mitzrayim is older. Ella, so it doesn't mean literally built before. Ella, Shahaisa Mevuna, Al Echad Misheva Betzoan. It means it's better in some way. Mevuna, what does Mevuna here mean? Rashi says, Miyusheves Beperos. It is more perfect and complete with its fruit. Miyusheves Beperos, the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. That's what it means. Mevuna, Al Echad Misheva Betzoan. A percentage better than in Soan, right? The fruit of Eretz Yisrael, we know the Bach and the Tur in Hilchas Bracha Achrona takes out the phrase that we say in Alamichya, V'nocha Mipirya V'nispa Mituva, because the Tur says, what do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Gashmias? That's not what we do, right? By a Bracha Shevach V'hudah, so he takes it out, but the Bach says, no, that's our Girsa, V'nocha Mipirya V'nispa Mituva. Why? Because the fruit of Eretz Yisrael itself is Yonek, the Kedusha, that of the land, and when you partake of the fruit, there's something very special about it, so say it. The Bach defends the Minag, but Nocha Mipirya. And this Gemara says it. Rashi says, Miyusheves Beperos, right? That is the unique element that the Pasuk is referring to about Mevuna. So, says the Gemara, that Chevron is Mevuna, is more developed and prosperous than one Echad Misheva be Tzoan, and the Ein Lecha Trashim, B'chol Eretz Yisrael, Yoser Mechevron, and there aren't rocks, even though it is unbelievable with fruit, but as we know, it's one of the most rocky places, right? Ein Lecha Trashim, B'chol Eretz Yisrael, Yoser Mechevron, Dekavri Beishichvi. Why was Chevron designated as the place for the Kfaris? Because it's great having to do with rocks, right? You don't want to be a good area for the Kfaris. That's why Avram Avinu went straight there. Ve'en lecha me'ula b'chol ha'aratzos yesa me'eres Mitzrayim. So Chevron is better than Soan. And Chevron is, so to speak, not the worst. Chas v'shalom, you can't say that about Chevron, but it's the lowest level in terms of what its assets are, right? It's full of rocks. As the pasuk says, Eretz Asher Avoneha Barzel. Right? The Torah even says that too, right? So there's no greater land than in Chutz La'aretz than in Mitzrayim. Shneamar kegan Hashem keEretz Mitzrayim ve'en lecha meula b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim yeser mitzoan. And Soan is the best in Mitzrayim. Tichsiv ki hayu b'tzoan sarav, and that's where the officers and princes come from. And yet, even with that, v'yafilu hachi Chevron mevuna echad misheva b'tzoan, and still Chevron is better, right? So this is what the Meraglim were talking about. They come and they see and they give a bad report, even from the it's better than in Mitzrayim, but still it was something that Rachmana Litzlan, they brought a terrible tragedy based on their report. But that's Chevron and so on. The Chevron asked the Gemara, Terushim Have? Was Chevron really Terushim? Was really very rocky? V'aksiv, v'himi keitz arboim shana, v'yomar avshalom el ha-melech. It was the end of the 40 years, the end of what 40 years? Right? So it's not mefurish in the text what the end of the 40 years were. Tosfos mentions in one place, maybe it was the 40 years after Am Yisrael asked for a king, that's when the merit of Avshalom happened. We know David HaMelech was only king for 40 years, 40 and a half years maybe, record it says 7 and a half and 33. So where did the other 6 months come from? So some suggest it was the 6 months that Avshalom threw him out of Yerushalayim, and Avshalom was the king for those 6 months. But before, as the merit started, Avshalom says, you know, I have to go to Hebron. At the end of the 40 years, 40 years of what? So, Tosfos says, the end of the 40 years, after Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, we know Shaul was only king for 2 years, so that's why you have a little overlap, and Avshalom was towards the end of David HaMelech's reign. So, it says, at the end of the 40 years, Vayomer Avshalom El HaMelech, Avshalom says to his father, El Chana V'Gomer, I have to go back to Hebron to fulfill my Nedarim that I promised when I was out of Eretz Yisrael. Remember, after Avshalom killed his brother, he had to go into Galus a little bit, back to Geshur, in order, until David HaMelech allowed him to come back. And he came back, and now he says, right, in secret, he's going to Hebron to start the rebellion, but he says, I'm going to fulfill my Nedarim. But my Nedarim, to bring karbanas, to bring animals, so it sounds like Hebron is a good place to graze animals. V'yamar of Avyav, Itema Rabba Bar Bar Chanan, Shehalach Lavi Kvasim Mechevron. He went to bring sheep from Hebron. V'tanya Elim Mimoav Kvasim Mechevron. If you want to bring Elim, or Kvasim, Elim, an Ayil is good for Moab, and Kvasim from Hebron. Question marks at, what do you mean it's a good place, rocky area, right? You see from here that maybe it's great for animals. So Gemara says those two don't contradict each other. Right, Mine, from Mina, from that itself. Aidi de Kalisha Ara, because the land is not good for planting. It's weak. It's kal. Rashi says, "Afar shel terushim dak v'kalush." Right? It is thin. It doesn't support strong and deep planting and vegetation. So that is why of the raya v'shamin kinyana. That's why the only thing that can grow there is grass. And grass is good for animals to graze on. So that's why those two work together. There are later sources that talk about the four holy cities. It's not in early texts. But the four holy cities, Hebron being one of them, right? And they each have a symbolism of an item. Right? Yerushalayim is Eish, and Tveria is water, and Tzfat is wind, and that's why it's late, because Tzfat's there. And Hebron is earth, Afar, Ephron. Ephron, Afar, and it's dirt, and that fits into this Gemara. Dirt and rocks, that's what Hebron is known for. That's what that's why Avraham Avinu chose it for the Kvaris. The four elements, right. So those are the four elements, the four holy cities. Saying Tzfat is one of the four holy cities is not in early sources. That is a later addition, probably post Arizal, the earlier sources of that, but that is something that is said. Okay. Vayter. Vayeshuva mitur haaretz. So the Meraglim come back from touring the land. That was in English, touring, not mitur haaretz. Vayelcho vayavo. And they go, come back, and they go. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Shimon by Yochai, Makish Alicha Labia. So we compare these two verbs. They're going and they're coming. We compare. We think that something happened on the way. No, wasn't that something happened on the way? It was even in the Kavana originally. Makish Alicha Labia, Mabia Beitzara, Afalicha Beitzara. They were already had a negative attitude, and what was going to happen even before they left? Before they left. Right, maybe Chazal thought it would be impossible to go there and really assume the worst. So it must be they had an attitude, and that's how Rove Mefarshim, who gave all the different pshatim about what the chait of the Meraglim exactly was, right, most assumed that it wasn't anything that they happened to see there. That the attitude was already crooked before they left, and that just influenced, right, many different pshatim given why they had Eitzara even on the way there. We'll have to get to some of them as we continue. One popular suggestion, why would they have Eitzara even then? We spoke about this a couple of years ago in a Parsha Shir from Rabbi Steinsaltz. He says if you think about the existence in the Midbar, but again, many others say it as well, but he says in the Midbar, it was idyllic existence. It was sitting and learning all day. It was sitting in Kollel, and that's what all of Chai Yisrael were doing. We're just sitting, being enemies of Ashchina. We have the Be'er and the Mon. Right, Achayim by Midbar, Achayim Kimat Kemo Bekolel. Yoshvim Yehudim, Boker Be'er, Vim Akablim Mon, Vieshlam Dai Tzarcha, V'dei Sipukam Bolam Azeh, V'im Yechol Masuk, V'meshach Hashkan Avsham. Right, everything. Moshe V'Aaron, Sanhedrin, everybody had what they needed. Mi Bechina Zo, and from this perspective, if you think about it, Aknisa La'aretz, Hi Be'emes, Mitzad Misuyam Yerida. Right, in one sense, it's a going down for the nation. I can live totally ruchani life. But when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, right, my ruchnius is b'sakana, right? I have to start working the land, and I have to start building an economy, and I have to be involved in this, I have to be involved in that. Chayim shal ovid adama, heim chayim shal adam shemeshubet la'adama. Right, and therefore it makes it more difficult. Mimechina zu, avodas ha'adama, he grew up kimat mikom alach acheres. And it's not only involved in the land, but it's actually, right, originally, everybody was farmers. They had nothing else to do, right? That's what everybody we were involved in, and we're totally on hoping for the best and hoping for the rain. So, b'ikarishol davar ba'ayat haknisa la'aretz. If you would categorize and formulate what the issue was, it was the issue of kabbalas achrayis al tzad hagashmi akalkali v'hamamashi shel achayim, taking responsibility on the gashmi part of life, right? That's what going into Eretz Yisrael was. In the midbar, we had no responsibility, right, for shopping, or for buying food, or for anything. Everything grew with us, and we ate everything. It was great, unbelievable. And going into Eretz Yisrael, now we're going to have to be responsible for our lives. We're going to have to be responsible, and have to have the shtablus. And that's why the Meraglim, possibly that was their mistake. He says, oh, what do you mean, Ruchnius? Isn't that what life's about, the whole nation? And what's the answer? They were wrong. Life's about taking responsibility. Yes, there are some that are supposed to, let's say, be learning, says the Nesheva Levi. Right, they didn't have any land, right? They had the Ari Levim, and that had to be supported by the rest of Klal Yisrael. But the majority of Eretz Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, the majority was, and this was the destiny, and what was supposed to happen, is to be involved, and to build a society. Likanes la'eretz tova rechava, ze likanes la'olam sheish lo la'ein aruch yoser ischaivios, harbi yoser kshayim, harbi yoser etgarim. It's much more challenging. Mibchina mesuyama ze yitaron, avol adam yachol la'agid, shulorat ze yitaron azeh. I'm happy where I am. So that was the Eitzara that the Gemara calls here. And then he goes through beautifully and he says that's the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael more than any other land. In any other land that we're in, any other Golus, you know, a lot of the jobs we could have the Umos Ha'olam around us do. Right, we don't have to be involved in every nitty-gritty, we don't have to be the garbage man, we don't have to be this, we don't have to be that. You come into Eretz Yisrael, every single element of life. And this is what we have to be in Arla Goyim, Amlechas Kohen, V'Goy Kadosh. That's what we have to be. So maybe the Eitzara, and again others say it, similar ideas as well, that we wanted to stay Kula Ruchnius. Right? That's the, that is the suggestion. So others say that the Nesi'im knew that when they went into Eretz Yisrael, they would lose their positions because they wouldn't be traveling anymore. So that's why another reason why they didn't, the route was Gaiva. Okay, either way, that's Eitzara, as we have here on the top of the Amud. Vayasapru lo vayomru. And they come back and they tell Am Yisrael, Banu, right, the Banu ela Aretz, Esher Shlachtanu, right, comes of Aschal Avu Dvash. He vizet perya. Right? They say it with Erez Vaschal Vadvash, here's the fruit, etc. Viksiv Ephes Kiaza Am, and then they go into, it's a nation, and they're very strong, and we're never going to beat them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum Rabbi Meir. Kal Lashon Hara, Shein Bo Dvar Emes, Betchilaso, Ein Miskayim Besofo. Any Lashon Hara that does not have Dvar Emes at the beginning of it, it's not going to last. You have to have a little bit of Emes to anchor the Sheker for it to be accepted. If it's totally Sheker, it's not going to last. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Sheker Ein Lo Raglayim. Right, or related to that. Why? Because if you look at the letters of Shin Kuf Resh, right, the letters in Sheker, they're all very wobbly. Right, they only have they have a point at the bottom, and the reishes could fall down. Right, all of them. Sheker in l'raglayim. But the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Dalid, right, the code of the Jewish alphabet Kuf Dalid, right, MS is Aleph Mem Tav. Every letter has two legs. It's very strong. It's stable. That's MS. MS also the Gemara says is spread out. It's the first letter of the Aleph Beis, the middle letter of the Aleph Beis, and the last letter of the Aleph Beis. Mashiach and Sheker, they're all close together to each other. It's not stable. It's not rooted. It's not grounded. So the Gemara says that Lashon Hara that doesn't have any MS at the beginning of it is not going to last. If you look at Rashi, first couple of skinny lines, Lefichach Omer Dvar Emes Tchila Kedesha Yaminu. So at the beginning of the story, the Meraglim say something true. What do they say? It's Eretz of Aschal of Dvash. Yeah, it's true. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. That's why they started off with this, and then they went into the to the sheker. The Marsha asks here, what exactly was the sheker? What did they lie about? If you go through the Pesukim, ask the Marsha, what was that? Were they going to say, humongous fruit, there were giants there, everybody was dying. Right? So what'd they lie? They said the truth. It was just how they said it. It was just the how they expressed it. Says the Marsha, no. Says the Marsha, there was sheker as well. He says, Darshu, let me just to find it. He says, Venir Lafaris, Levisha Shocham, Raglam based Dvarim. They had two responsibilities, as we spoke about the Ramban yesterday. The Raglam had a specific task, and that's not what they came back and said. Number one, Ha'echad Lahodia Mim Efshar Lakovsha, Vahabez Im Yesh Bachayi Nefesh. Is there a way to live there? Are there basic necessities? What are basic necessities in life? Right, it's the eretz of the shivas ha'am shivas haminim. But what are the basic necessities in those shivas haminim? Right, barley, wheat, and oil. Right, that's what you need to live. Those three, and that's why the Marsha says, interestingly, that's why those are the ones that are next to the aretz in the pasuk. Right, we know in the terms of making the order of brachas, the ones that are closest to the aretz, eretz, chita, usaora. Those two are needed. We make bread from. Then you have Gefetet of Rimon Eretz, Zeshemen. That's also next to the Aretz. That's why that comes next in the order before the others. Udvash. So what should they have brought back, says the Marsha? Tell us that we could live there. Prove to us. Give us barley and wheat and oil. What they bring? Dafka the other minim. Dafka. It's meduyuk. Dafka the other minim. Grapes and pomegranates and te'enim, as we saw. That's what they brought back. And what did they do? What they do? They said something MS. But what did we say? The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? They didn't say nothing but, they left out a major piece. What about Chita Seora? That would calm the masses. Give us the necessities. Don't just give us the grapes. Right? That was, even in their MS, it was somewhat of a sheker. It was false representation. That's what it was. It was true, but it was false representation, says the Marsha. And that's why, Aval Iker Chayin Nefesh, Shem Chargim Ominim, Chidus Arav Hashemin, Ein Ba. They didn't say that. They didn't express that. Va'od amru liyarem sheyefshal akovsham to bechila amru efes kiasaam varim bitzuros avosimu b'dvar sheker the deeper shamer v'gam yilidei ha'anakra inusham sheheira kasev shebechevron hayu v'heim lo bolusham. They said they're all over. They were only in Chevron. They didn't go to Chevron. Only Kalev went to Chevron. Right? We had that yesterday. Va'yela the lashon yachid. He went to Chevron to daven al kever avos. Ra Kalev levado k'dam rinon la'el avol lo amru kein elak de liyarem olafachid kol yisrael. Right, we can't do it. So explains the Marsha, there was sheker involved as well. So that's what Rabbi Meir says. There's got to be a little MS in order to say the sheker. We had that also, I think, a couple of days ago. We quoted the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos. That was with Tzadok and Baitus. They didn't reject the whole Torah because then nobody would have accepted them. They accepted Torah Shebichsav, even though they really wanted to reject that too. But they said Torah Shebichsav, and then they rejected Torah Shebalpeh. Exactly this point also, because you have to have a little Dvar Emes for it to first be accepted. Vayat, net with darshing every pasuk here. Vayas, Kalev, Esa'am, El Moshe. So Kalev silenced the Am, El Moshe. What did he do? As Rashi quotes, he got up and he said, you know what Ben Yishai did for us? Right, let's read it. Amar Rabba, Ben Amram. Amar Rabba, Shehisitan Bedvarim. What did he do? He seduced them with words. Heisitan Bedvarim. Pasach Yehoshua. What happened? Yeshua started, or on the side, Chazie Yehoshua. He saw what happened to Yeshua, to come Mishtoi. Right, Yeshua started to talk, and then he saw that they weren't listening to him. Let's just continue this and we'll go back. What did Yeshua say? Amri Lei. He started to try to convince them, and it's kind of like reminds us of the Egal. Right, Chur started to talk to them, and Chur was killed. So Aaron's like, I better figure out what to do here. So Yehoshua started to talk, and they started insulting him. Amri Lei, they said to him, Dain Rosh Ketia Yimalel. Ah, the one whose head is chopped off is starting to talk to us. Rosh Ketia Yimalel. We'll see what that means in a second. Let's just finish the sentence. Amar. So Kalev says to himself, Imishtaina, if I start talking, Amri bimilsa v'chasminle. They're going to start saying something to me and they're going to close me off too. They're not going to let me talk. Like they didn't let Yeshua talk. Amar la'es, that's why he says to them, he tries to get them riled up and pretends he's going to say an insult. V'chizu bilvad asolona ben Amram. Right, did Ben Amram only do this for us? Savri b'genusei kamishtoi. Right, they thought that he was going to say the genus, the negative of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ishtikos, they were all quiet. Amar lohu, and he says, you ready? And they say, yeah, and he says, Hosiyanu mimitzrayim v'kalanu rasayam v'chilanu asaman. He did all these great things for us. Im yomar asu sulamos va'alulu rakia. If he tells us to build ladders and go up to heaven, lo nishma lo. We won't listen, we could do it. Alo nale v'yarash nuosa v'gomer. So Kalev got them riled up. A lot to say on these psukim, going backwards in the what we just said. So the thought that we always like to mention, but here it is in Shas. Here's the daf in Shas. You have to mention it, right? Why did Bnei Yisrael think that Kalev was going to say something negative? He got up. This is Kalev. Remember, he was one of the only two people that didn't carry any fruit back. So they already know that he's different. So why did they think he was going to say something negative? So Pashtus is, it was probably his tone. You know what this guy also did for us? Right? It was probably his tone. But we've mentioned the Ben Yehoyada in one place, and others say, no, maybe it's Meduyak, because what does the Gemara say? He doesn't say the name Moshe. He calls him Ben Amram. And when you don't say the name, so that shows a lack of being machshiv. You can't say the name. It's a lack of respect. Right, it was by saying the name that already gives lens chashivas, and that's why it's meduyak. If you look in Machar Chodesh, the Haftorah for Machar Chodesh, right? Next Shabbos is Shabbos Sunday, is Rosh Chodesh, but it's Shabbos Chanukah. But Machar, if you look in that Haftorah, that story in Sefer Shmuel, Shaul, when he wants David to come to the meal, he keeps saying, "Where's Ben Yishai? Where's Ben Yishai?" And Yonasan, his son, keeps answering, "Oh, David's not here." Oh, David, it's every time Shaul says his name is Ben Yishai because he can't say his name. And Yonasan, his best friend, keeps saying, David, 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 because saying a name already gives recognition. And that's, I heard from Rav Melech Shechter, he says, that's the pshat in the Haggadah. When the famous question of, what's the difference between what the Chacham and the Rasha says? They both leave themselves out. One says Lochem, one says Eschem. So, we knock on the Rasha. Lefisha, Hosi, Asfo, Menachlal. Right, he was Mosi, what do you mean he was Mosi himself? The Chacham is also. Masha, right? So the answer is he at least mentioned Shem Hashem. If the Chacham mentions Shem Hashem, that already is a reflection of Chashivus, and that's the difference. That's number one. Ben Amram right here. Keep going backwards. Why is Yoshua called the one whose head is chopped off? Rosh Kitia Yimalel. Rashi. Rashi says he has no sons. He has no sons. When we have a son, so that's keeps us going. Rashi says, Misha Rosho Katua, She'elo Banim Lito Chelik Ba'aretz. Hu Yedaber Befaneinu. Right, he's the one. He's the one that has the no sons. Number one. So maybe that's also, that would be a reason that we shouldn't listen to him. That would be a reason he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. Interesting, but that's Rashi. You look in the Aruch, quoted right here on the side. Reish Ketia, he says, because, Lafisha Karo Moshe Yehoshua, Klomar, Rosh Shemo Katua. Lafisha Yud Os Ketia hi. He's the one who has the littlest cut-off letter in the beginning of his name. Yehoshua, right? Yud was just added on. Right, so that's what it means. Rosh Ketia, it has that. By the way, I forgot to mention, he didn't have any sons, and that reflects a pagam in him. How do you know that? Without a son, that's the Gemara in Avri Psachim. Right, the meal, La'asilava, who's going to bench? Right, so Avram can't bench because he had a Yishmael, Yitzchak because he had an Esav, Yaakov because he married two sisters, Moshe because he didn't go there to Israel, Yeshua because he never had a son. Right, that's the Gemara. David HaMelech benches at the end, because Yeshua is Esav. But he didn't have a son. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Psachim, Kuf Yutes. Others say other pshatim. If you look in the Merome Sada here, then it's Siv has another pshat. What does it mean? Rosh Ketia, a chopped off head, and he relates this to his general pshat of the Mesugya. Nira de Mishum di Adua Haya de Moshe Meis v'Yeshua Machnas la'aret Yisrael la'aretz. They all knew that Moshe wasn't going in. They had a Mesora. They knew maybe it didn't happen yet. Right, Parshas Chukas didn't happen yet, but there was a Shmua. Maybe that was what it was going to be. So now Yoshua was only in second place, right? He was the second in command. Yeshua now is convincing them to go into Eretz Yisrael. Oh, we know why he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael so quickly. We know why he's convincing. Because now he's only his head is chopped off, because Moshe is his head. Right, when he goes into Eretz Yisrael, then he's going to be the head. Right, so it says the Netziv, maybe that's where they rechoshed him, Rachmana Litzlan, having that personal reasons to go into Eretz Yisrael. And there are many other suggestions as well. Just one more, the Ben Yoyada says, Moshe is like the sun, Yeshua is like the moon. The sun, the moon's light is always cut off, except one night of the month is always a little chopped off. That's why they called Yeshua, you know, Ketia, because his light is like the moon, and it's always more limited. So Rashi and the Aruch and the Netziv and the Ben Yehoyada. Fine. Just one more final point, and then we'll continue. What does the pasuk mean that Vayas Kalev es ha'am el Moshe? So Pashas, it means about Moshe. About Moshe. But the Meshech Chachma says el Moshe, he writes this two places at least in his commentary, that Kalev was saying that you're so nervous to go into Eretz Yisrael because you think Moshe Rabbeinu might not make it, stop deifying him. It's not Moshe, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meshech Chachma says that's why Moshe, a deeper reason why Moshe couldn't go in. Not just because of his personal sins, but they would have deified him. Imagine, who was Moshe at the end of the 40 years? They didn't remember him growing up like the earlier generations did. They knew him as Moshe Rabbeinu. They knew him as Kriyas Yamsuf and the Makos. So if he would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, they would have switched the Meshech Chachma in a sharp lashon. They would have switched the Chet Ha'ego for Moshe Rabbeinu. And they would have started worshiping him because he's the one. He's unbelievable. So Moshe Dafka. So Vayas Kalev Es Ha'am El Moshe. Stop attributing the godless to Moshe. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no inherent Kedusha in life except connected to Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Meshech Chachma. And that's what the two words mean by El Moshe. Okay. Amar Vayter in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Davar Gadol Dibru Maraglim Ba'usa Shah. A great, not in a good way, a terrible thing the Maraglim said at that moment. Ki Chazaku Mimenu. They said, they're too strong. Mimenu can mean from us, but it could also mean from him. Al Tikri Mimenu Ela Mimenu. I mean, don't translate it from us, but from him, capital H. Kaviyachol afilu balabayis eino yachalotzi kelemisham. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu could beat and conquer the Mitzrayim, but the 31 kings, no way, right? He can't do it. He doesn't have control there, right? It was a reflection of kfira. It's a reflection of a lack of emuna, and that's what they said. That's what they said here. Eino yachal kelemisham. Eretz ochelas yoshvehi. It was a land that eats its inhabitants. Darash Rava, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Chashavti Latova, Vem Chashvu L'Ra'a. I did something good for them, and they took it in the negative. They looked at it bad. Ani Chashavti Latova. What did Hashem do? To call Hecha Dema to wherever they went. Meis Chashiva did do. The nobleman of the town died that day. Ki Hecha Dinitra do, so that the whole Am would be, all the giants and the enemy would be involved in the Levaya. V'lo Lisha Lu'ab Esrayu. They wouldn't be focused on them. So Hashem did it for a good thing. Or v'igad amri Eov noach nafshi. Others say Eov died then. Right, all different pshatim when Eov lived. So the Eov died then. V'itrid kuli alma b'espeid. Everybody was involved in the hesped of Eov. Heim chashu l'ra. But they thought the negative. Eretz ochelas yoshvehi. Everybody dies in this country. Right, they saw levayas all over the place. If they would have focused, they would have realized it was only the nobles dying. Right, that was what was terrible. Right, that's what the Ben Yoyada points out here. Right, why was it their fault? If you would go to a new country and everywhere you went, you know, see a levaya, wouldn't that be a little strange also? See a levaya every time would be terrible. You go visit a new country, everybody's at levayas. What a terrible place this is. Right, so ask the Ben Yoyada has about 10 pieces on this Amud. We don't have time to mention all of them. But he says, they know. But he says, no, it's muchach mitocho. It's muchach mitocho. Because they saw only, should have focused, only the chashuvim and the gedolim were dying. And if it was because of the terrible land, you know what? The lower class of society would be dying. The noblemen, they have more, they live in a higher plane. It should be the lowest class of society that's dying. And it's just the opposite. And because that's muchrach al pi haseichel, that's why they are punished for this, to not recognizing what is going on here. We'll see more in a second. Let's continue. Right, the pasuk says we were like grasshoppers in our eyes and in their eyes. The Gomer. Amar Mishar Shiyem Meraglim Shakri Avi. The Meraglim were Shakranim. Like we said earlier, Bishlam Abani Beninu Kacha Gavim L'chaye. Fine that they could say we were in our eyes like grasshoppers. Ela V'chein Ayinu Beinayim Minav Yadi. How did they know what was in the minds of the giants? Right? You only know that. You only know something that's in the mind of someone else, of his Ruach HaKodesh. Remember the Gemara in Maseches Megillah? There's like seven or eight reasons, how you know that Esther was Ruach HaKodesh Nemra. But if the reasons were about Vayomer Haman Velibo, Haman says in his heart. How do we know that? Right? Because it was Ruach HaKodesh. Right? Whenever it's impossible to know something, so then you know. So here, it's impossible to know it. So we assume they were lying. Right? Remember the Chassam, we mentioned over the summer, the Chassam Sofer writes, what is the raya that the Torah is written by divine authorship? What's the raya? Parshas Balak. Parshas Balak, how do we know that whole story with Bilam and the donkey and everything they tried to do on the mountain? They were all alone. How do we know any of that? Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that parsha proves divine authorship, says the Chassam Sofer. Amazing. Anyway, weiter. So, how do they know this? How do they know what the giants were thinking? So the Gemara says, no, Vilohi, no, they don't have to be liars. Kiavi Mavri Avele, as they were bringing Sudas Havra, when they were sitting giving the mourner's meal, Tute Arzi Avi Mavri, they used to sit under the cedar trees, for a nice shade, V'chi Chazinu, and when the Jews saw them coming, Salku Yazi Vilani, and they climbed up the trees. Shami took Amri, and they heard them saying, "Kachazin an inshi de domu lekamsi biilane." Wow! I see grasshoppers. They look like people. I see grasshoppers in the trees. That's how they knew that they were thinking they were grasshoppers because they said it. Vatizikol eida vayinu es kolam vayivku. Famous Chazal. They all cried. Amar Abba, Amar Biochanan. Right? Many know this from Maseches Tainus, but it's right here too. Osu ayom. Question: what the Girsa is here? Erev Tisha B'Av haya. Erev, or was it Tisha B'Av? It was right around Tisha B'Av. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hein bachu b'chiyah shel chinam, v'ani evke ekva lahem b'chila doros. Right, I'm going to give them something to cry on. Right, they cry for nothing, I'll give them something to cry on. V'yom rekola edel ergomo samba avanim, and the congregation wanted to stone Yoshua and Kalev, v'ksiv k'vod Hashem, nira bo'al moed. And right after that it says, the Kavod Hashem was there. So, one shot is that the Kavod Hashem protected them. But you could also read it as they wanted to stone them and the Kavod Hashem. Meaning, Amar Chiyabar Abba Malamech and Notlu Avanim Vizarkum Klapi Mala. They threw stones up to Shemayim. Right? What does that mean? They threw stones up to Shemayim? What were they trying to do there? What did they think was going to happen by throwing stones up to Shemayim? Right? They were going to kill HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was it? Like Migdal Bavel. So Ben Yoyada, again, has two days here. Number one, they were saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a Mishkan here. We're very happy with the Mishkan, with the curtains, and the temporary nature. You want us to go into the Eretz Yisrael to build a Beis HaMikdash out of stones? Not interested. They take the stones and throw it up to God. You take your stones and Beis HaMikdash. We're very happy out here in the Midbar. One shot of Wydafka stones, because that symbolizes the difference between the Ohel Moed in the Midbar and the Eretz Yisrael. Number two, the other pshat, he says, what does stone symbolize? This relates to what we said earlier, getting back to Rabbi Steinsaltz. Stone symbolizes hard work. We're going to have to build the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to have to build a society, Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. That's tough. That's hard. You know what that's like? That's like going against nature. Or it's like throwing a stone up in the air. Right? There's gravity. You have to go against. You have to schlep. You have to push. So that's what they were saying. We're not interested in the hard work. That's why they're not throwing the stones. Anytime you want to accomplish anything in life, you got to work hard. Going down is always easy. To accomplish something in Avodas Hashem, you got to work really hard. To lose it, it's very easy to lose it. Right, you can work hard, like to make sure I have a chavrusa. I have to work really hard, and then I don't come once. Boom! It's easy not to come again. It's very easy. Avera goreres avera is easier than mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Right? So says the Ben Yoyada. That's what's going on here. They're throwing it up. It's very hard to throw up. Coming down is very fast. Right? So as he said, that's like gravity. Gravity reflects avodas Hashem. Says the Ben Yoyada, and therefore that's the second message of throwing the stones into the air. If you look also, just to mention quickly, if you look, I never really saw this before, if you look in the Shmir Salashin, the Chavetz Chaim in the second Chelek, he goes through about 25 Parshios. Where does it talk about Lashon Hara in all these Parshios? The Shmir Salashin is about. And I can find Lashon Hara in every Parsha. And he doesn't go through everyone, but he goes through many of them. So Shlach, he goes through Parsha Shlach, and he says, This is the Eitzah, part of Lashon Hara, is to have an event in front of you, and it should be looked at as one way, and you look at it as another way. It says, that's the Meraglim. They saw land, they should have seen something positive, and instead they saw Eretz Ocheles Yosheveha. And they come back, and the way they express it, the attitude they have, is terrible. And he develops our Gemara here. We don't have time to go into it now, but if you look in the second Chelek, Shvi'as Salashin, Perek Yutes, he talks all about Shlach. But he goes through Noach, Vayetze, Vayeshev, goes through a lot of the parshias, like the Klei Yakar. We mentioned in the Olos Ephraim, in one of the Chalakim, he goes through every parsha. There must have been a singles crisis in his day in Prague, 500 years ago. He goes through, and he talks about getting people married in every parsha of the Torah. And he finds where he could talk about the importance of Zivugim. Okay, let's continue. Vayamusu ho'anashim motziei dibas aretz ra'aba magefa. And the people died, the people who were motziei, right, the Meraglim, died in a plague, in a magefa. It says ba-magefa, which is like in the plague, not bimagefa. Amar Shem ben Lakish, shemesu misa mishuna. That's how we know they died, a unique terrible death. Amrei Chanina bar Papa, Darash Rabbi Shela, Ishkvar Tamarta, Melamechit Ish Tarbev, Lashonam, Vanafala Tziburam. Their tongue became extra long. We had Nishtarbev once before in this Masechta. Remember the first parak? The arm of Bas Paro was Nishtarbev out and got longer to take Moshe Rabbeinu from the Nile. So the tongue got long, Vanafala Tziburam, and went all the way to their belly button. V'hayu Talaim Yotzeis Milashonam, V'nechleses B'Tziburam, O'mitziburam V'nechleses B'Lashonam. And worms went, terrible, from the belly to the tongue to the belly, a terrible death. And again, the Mefarshim explain, Eretz Yisrael is the belly button of the world. It's the center of the world. And it was their Lashon Hara that they said about Eretz Yisrael. That's why it was the tongue and the tibur involved. The Sefer Chinuch illustrates that in Mitzvah Tzadi Hei. On the Mitzvah Vasuli Mikdash, he talks about how Eretz Yisrael is the Merkaz HaOlam, the Bria happened from there. For Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Ba'asker HaMesu. No, a different death they died with. Asker is also a throat ailment that's about Lashon Hara. Well, we know a few famous groups of people died from Askara, right? The Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Gemara Yevamos, they also died from Askara. V'kivan sha'alu, okay, we're back to the Yarden. We're back to our Grizim and our Eval. We had our Meraglim discussion, and now we're back. V'kivan sha'alu achron, shabi Yisrael min ha'yarden, chazir ma'alim ko'oman, once the last Jew came through the Yarden on that fateful 10th of Nisan, the Mayim returned to their spot. Once the Kohanim took their feet out, Nitzku kapos raglei Kohanim el charava. The Kohanim took one step back, one on dry land. And the water returned to its spot. Nipsa, what comes out? Aron v'nosav v'Kohanim mitzad echad v'Yisrael mitzad echad. Uh-oh, right, the Kohanim are still stuck on the east side of the Jordan. Nasa, Aron, es nosa, va'avar. What happened? The Aron flew them through the air and put them on the other side. Shene'amar, v'hi kasher tam kol ha'am, la'avor, v'yavar Aron Hashem, v'ha'kohanim l'fnei ha'am. Right, they passed in front of the Am. What does that mean? They flew through the air. What do we need this nace for? Again, the Ben Yoyada, why didn't they just walk through, and after they walk through and come out of the other side? Because Hashem wanted to prove to everyone, not just the Kohanim, Aron Nosias Nosav. Right? The supernatural nature of the Aron, the Kohanim, because they carried it. It was light. But nobody else knew that. So this proved Aron Nosias Nosav, and that fits with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. We mentioned yesterday that if the message of going into Eretz Yisrael was following the Aron, learn from the Aron about supernatural and natural, maybe that was why they had to be shown this. The Aldavar Zeh. And about this issue, we know that the Aron takes care of itself. Ne'enash Uzzah. That's what Uzzah was punished for. Remember, David HaMelech has taken the Aron back, and Uzzah was struck down. Shene'emar v'yavo adagoran kidon v'yishlach Uzzah yado lechozes Aron. The Aron is somewhat slipping, and Uzzah goes and directly touches the Aron. Right? Even though he might have had pure intentions, which he might not have had pure intentions, but even if he did, the Aron is the most kadosh item in the entire universe. You can't touch it. We don't even touch the cloth of Torah. We use a talus. So the Aron, you're worried that something something's falling, okay, by a Torah you catch it. But by an Aron, you already know that the Aron takes care of itself. You don't have to worry about it. So you can't touch it. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Uza, Nos of Nasa, Atzma L'Kol Shekein, it carries those who carry it. It itself, of course. And therefore, Vayichar Af Hashem Be'uza, Vayikeu Shem Al HaShal. And he cut him down on the shal. The Gomer, what's the shal? Rav Yochanan Rav Elazar Chad Amar Al Iske Shalu, because of the mistake that he made, right? Shalu is Rashi says Shgaga, Rashi in the middle left of the page. V'chad Amar Sh'asa Tzrocha Befanav. And others say that no, maybe he went to the bathroom Befanav. Maybe it doesn't mean Befanav, but there wasn't enough of a hefsik between his going to the bathroom, right? And then what we discussed in our Navi Shiurim, again, those were on some of the archives on the OU website, our Navi Shiurim, exactly what was the chait of Uzza, right? We have different pshatim, the Radak there and the others, and what was the chait of David? Not for now. Vayamasham im Aron Elokim. And he died with the Aron. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Uzza Bala Olam Abba. Right, it was only Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba is going to. Shnei Amar, Im Aron Elokim, Ma Aron LaOlam Kayam, Af Uzza Ba LaOlam Haba. But once that happened, David got upset. Vayicha LaDavid Al Asher Paratz Hashem Peretz BeUzza. David was upset. He thought this would be an unbelievably happy day. He's going back to Yerushalayim, and he sees, right, the Aron was for 20 years sitting in Kiryat Yaarim. He's finally bringing it up. And he sees it's not the right time. Amar Rav Elazar, Shenishtanu Panav Kicharara, David's face was blackened, right, because he was very upset. Elamayata Kalhecha to Ksiv Vayichar Hachanami. Is that what Vayichar always means? So the Gemara says, no, Hasam Ksiv Af. Hacha lo Ksiv Af. Right, usually it says Vayichar Af. Here it just says Vayichar, so you know it meant David's coloring was changed. Period. Darash Rava. Mipnei ma nenash David. Why was David HaMelech punished? Mipnei shekara. Meaning, why, obviously, Uzza did something wrong, and David's sins aren't going to cause Uzza's punishment. Right, just like the rest of, say, Avshalom, and Amnon, and Achitophel, and all the terrible things that happened to David, was a punishment of David, yes, but they also had Bechira Chavshis, and they were involved in their own sins. So, here too, why was David punished? That his special day was not successful. He called the words of Torah songs. Shenemar zemiros hayulichu kecha the base megurai. He called them songs. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, divrei Torah shekasa b'hem atof einecha bo beinenu. Torah that it says about it. If you don't focus on it for a second, you're going to lose it. If we have a hesek hadas from our learning, it's going to be lost. Atakorios and zemiros, you treat them like a song. Hareini machshilcha, I will cause you to stumble. Bedavar shafilu tinoko shabis rabban yodin oso. Even basic children know this. Tchsev olbnekas nolonasan ki avodas hakodesh v'gomer. Right, everybody knows you have to carry the aron on shoulders. V'iu asiya ba'aglasa, and he put it on a wagon. David is a pasuk in Chumash. How can you not know that? So we fought. Does it mean that David Hashem caused David to sin? No. Pashas, it means that the special siyata d'shmaya, that it's somebody on David's level normally had, Hashem took away that special siyata d'shmaya. Similar at the end of Sefer Shmuel, right? The other time, it also says Hashem caused vayases David. By the counting, how could David count but Am Yisrael directly? It's also, it's a beferish pasik. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also says that, right? A third time, that's the Gemara, the end of Sefer, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, David says, Hashem, give me a test. I want to be like the Avos. Give me a test. And Hashem says, okay, I'll give you a test that even the basic, I'll tell you what the test is about, Gili Arias. And let's see, right, three times we have that Hashem, so to speak, takes away a special hashgacha from David HaMelech, eventually causing sin. Batsheva, right here, carrying on the wagon, and counting Am Yisrael in the end of Sefer Shmuel. So that's what happened here. Again, a lot more about Peretz Uzza, but we have to continue. When the Aron came back the first time from the Plishtim, the people of Beit Shemesh were cut down because they looked at the Aron. Mishum de roba yach, because they saw they were cut down. Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Elazar, Chad Amar Kotzer Mishtachavin. One says they didn't stop cutting down their wheat while they bowed down, meaning they were multitasking. You can't multitask when you see the Aron, right? You have to stop and give your full attention to the Aron. You can't keep doing what you're doing. It's kind of like davening, right? You can't multitask in davening, right? That's the musar for today, right? Whatever we can't, we got to put away everything except the sitter when we're davening or when we're learning, for that matter. Mishtachvim hayu. V'chad amar mili nami amur. No, or they said something. They even said something to the Aron. What'd they say? Man amriyach di'iyamars Uman, right, who angered you that you are now coming back? Meaning, where have you been? Kind of, if you could come back, right, that it was by the Plishtim for months and months, what took you so long? Uman asa alakti fayast, and why are you coming dafka now? Meaning they didn't have the proper attitude. Did they actually say this to the Aaron? This might be just what they were thinking. They were thinking that, you know, why were you by the Plishtim for so long? Maybe talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayach ba'am shivim ish v'chamishim elef ish. Who was cut down? 70 men and 50,000 men. Why does it say it in such an unusual way? Rabbi Yavov, Rabbi Elazar. Chad amar shivim ish hayu. There were 70. V'chal echad v'echad shakul chachamishim elef. But they were very special men. They were each worth like 50,000. Or the opposite. V'chad amar chamishim elef hayu. V'chal echad v'echad shakul k'shivim Sanhedrin. They were as great as the 70 of the Sanhedrin. Vayehi. Finally, now we're taking the Aaron back. Right, we got sidetracked, but there were a few times the Aaron comes back to Beit Shemesh, and then it goes back to Uzzah. And now finally, when David finally gets the parade going to Yerushalayim, Vahi kitzadu nosei Aaron Hashem, shishat sa'adim, v'yizbach shor umari. Every six steps that they took, they brought karbanos. That's a lot of karbanos, going from where it was, going all the way up to Yerushalayim. Every sixth step, why six? The Radak there says, because the sixth step was where Uzzah was cut down, so they want to give Shevach every six steps. But V'ksiv, the Pasuk at Divrei Hayamim says, there's many parallels between Divrei Hayamim and many other books in Tanakh, and there are differences between them. Some the Gemara picks up on, and others the Mefarshim pick up on. What does it say? V'ksiv, Shiva Parma Shiva Elim. How many animals did they give each six steps? They give one ox and one Marie, or seven and seven. Amar Papa Bar Shmuel, I'll call Psia Upsia Shara Marie. I'll call Shesh Vashesh Psios Shiva Parma Shiva Elim. Every step they gave one, every six steps they gave seven. Amalei Rav Chizda Im Kain Miletas, call Eretz Yisrael Bamos. Every step of the way they built a Mizbeach. They built a Bama. The whole Eretz Yisrael. The whole way going from where they were, Elam Rav Chizda, no, not so much. I'll call Shesh Vashesh Psios Sar Marie. Every six steps, that's also a lot, but not as much. They brought one. I'll call Shisha Sidarim Shal Shisha Psios. Every 36 steps, six steps of six, Shiva Parim Shiva Elam. Fine. Ksiv last pasuk nims ksiv kidon v'ksiv nachon. It says the place where he was cut down. Right, the pasuk we quoted before. It says kidon, and then it says right he was cut down at Goren Kidon, and then it says nachon. Am Rabbi Yochanan betchila kidon l'basof nachon. Originally, the Aaron acted like a kidon, like a spear, meaning it cut down Uzzah and the others. And at the end, Nachon, it was beautiful and it was great. Why? Because Rashi quotes here the Psukim. But the Pasuk says, the Aaron went into the house of Oved Edom, and all of a sudden, there were tremendous brachas in his house. All of his kids started having like six kids at once, and they were pregnant, and they were having a lot of kids, like Shisha Bekaris Echad. That's how David knew there was a special blessing, and it's time to take the Aaron back to Yerushalayim. Not for now, but a problem we dealt with also in the Navi Shiurim is, how long was the Aaron there after Uzzah took place before they went to Yerushalayim? 3 months. 3 months. So what do you mean they were all having all these babies, six in one keres? It was only 3 months. So the Vilna Gaon says, yeah, but if you have six babies inside, even when you're 3 months pregnant, you could tell. Right? Says the Gra on a practical level. That's the, and others suggest somehow that maybe it is, it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that this was going to be the case, and therefore he made them pregnant even beforehand, because he knew that this was going to be the case. Maybe tomorrow we'll start off with a beautiful marsham about that issue. But let's just do a little bit more first. Nim says, Ata Omer, Shloshim Ini Avanim Ayu. I'm sorry, there's a lot here, and we can't say everything, but I don't know, Meir Shapiro did not mean it to be in such short time each day, but we still have to do our best. Nim says out to Omer Shloshim Ini Avanim Ayu. There were three piles of stones that were made. Getting back to the Har Gerizim story. Echad Shehekim Moshe, one that Moshe made, Be'ever Ayardin Be'eretz Moav, Shenemar Be'ever Ayardin Be'eretz Moav, Hoel Moshe is Be'er Begomer, Ula Alano Omer V'chasa Aftalayim, as called Divrei HaTorah Azos, Be'er Hetev Begomer, V'asya Be'er Be'er. So, Gzeir Shava, number one, Moshe Rabbeinu made a pile of stones and wrote the Torah on them. Ve'echad shehekim Yoshua b'soch ha'yardein, shenemar u'shtem esrei avanim hekim Yoshua b'toch ha'yardein. Ve'echad shehekim be'Gilgal, and the next one they made in Gilgal, shenemar v'shtem esrei avanim ha'avanim ha'ela asher lakhu v'gomer. Right, three. There's a Marsha. Marsha says right here, three piles of stones because there are three yesodos ha'emuna. Can't learn sota without this marsha, right? Three yesodos ha'emuna that we have to be aware of. What are the three yesodos ha'emuna? Number one, Torah min hashamayim. Number two, mitzius Hashem yisbarach. And mechadish b'chol yom, schar va'onesh. And number three, which one does he say? I'm sorry. Shloshei mikarim. Yisodei ha'emuna. V'heim Torah min hashamayim. U'mitziuso yizbarach barach shemo. Amachadesh olamo. V'schar va'onesh. He has that as two. Right? Torah min hashamayim. Mitzias Hashem. And schar va'onesh. And each one of these piles is relating to each one of them. And he goes through how Moshe Rabbeinu built one. That was Torah min hashamayim. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. And he built one in the going into Eretz Yisrael, that was the Mitzias Hashem, and Hargizim and Har-Evol, Brachas and Klalos, that was Schar Va'Onesh. Those are the three. The Sefer Ikarim has three. The Rambam we know has 13 principles. The Sefer Ikarim has three. These three, says the Marsha. Right, Mitzias Hashem, Torah Min Hashamayim, and Schar Va'Onesh. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop there by Tana Rabbanan, just to mention, maybe I'll mention the Marsham now. The Marsham has a tshuva. There was a gzera on a certain people and a certain town. And there was a tzaddik that came to the town, and they said, please, please, be mevatel the gzera. And the tzaddik says, if you all give tzedaka right now, so then the gzera is going to be mevutal. And they all gave tzedaka. And the next day, the telegram came that the gzera is mevutal. But the telegram was dated a week ago. It took a week to get there. So the people wanted to take back their tzedaka. No, oh, you see, the nace was going to have, it was going to be mevutal even before we gave tzedaka. So we don't really have to give tzedaka. So the Marsham quotes this Beis Avinadav. No. Sometimes if a Kodesh Baruch Hu knows you're going to do something, you still have a Bechira Chashis, but he knows you're going to do it, so he already puts into play the Yeshua beforehand. So the Marsham says, you got to give your tzedaka. You only resulted to it beforehand because of this. So they were, Hashem knew that the Aron was going to be in his house. That's why he gave them all these pregnancies, even beforehand, because he knew that's what it was going to be, even though they were only there for 3 months. Okay, we'll have to stop with Tana Rabbanan. Hashem continue in the coming days with these jam-packed dafim. Okay, we'll stop here.